And so we could see, because the house lights were up, we could see out into the auditorium, and there was Chris Sanford, who was the director, and a couple of other sort of members of staff, mainly with clipboards, looking quite professional. And Chris stood up and he addressed us and sort of explained what the performance was going to be about. It was Great Expectations, it was a Charles Dickens production, that Darren Day was going to be the star, and there was, then he mentioned a whole load of actors who I'd never heard of before, who, looking back on them now, they were quite famous, but to an 11-year-old, I had no idea who Brian Glover was, for example. I know he's of Tetley Tea advert fame, but at the time I didn't know, and so I just smiled and nodded. And the point was, they had a piano on the stage, and the idea was that they'd line us all up, they'd play a piano cue, you'd run onto the spot in the middle of the stage, and then you'd sing Happy Birthday to a woman called Zoe, who was one of the assistants. And I think the idea behind that was to get a bit of a sense of whether or not you could do your timing correctly, whether you could run when you were supposed to, whether or not you could sing in tune, whether or not you knew the words to Happy Birthday, which was quite simple. And so the idea was you just ran on. And of course, all these little dance school girls ran on and were like very dramatic and wonderful. And I just sort of ran on and just sang Happy Birthday. But because I was quite confident at singing, I thought, well, I've done an all right job. I sang it in tune and I remembered all the words. That must be okay. And so not long after that, they split us into two groups. And then one group got led off and I thought, oh, well, that's it, isn't it? They're the ones who've got through and I haven't. And obviously, I didn't realise at the time, but they were the children who'd been like taken away to be told, "I'm ever so sorry, but you haven't made the cut this time." And so, as the group got smaller and smaller, as we did sort of more little auditions, you know, sort of a little bit extra singing, a little bit of could you dance along to this routine, they narrowed us down and down and down. And I remember it being just a really strange experience because we didn't really know what was going on, but at the same time it was a great opportunity to meet other children. Everybody had sort of such passion for wanting to perform, and I just wanted to sing. That was the bit I really loved, so that was why I was there.